Our guest today is a comedian who's been plying his trade for over 20 years. Using the stage name Windsor, he's performed in some of the top comedy clubs in the country, as well as comparing many household names. He set up Comedy Beats a year ago and puts on comedy shows at various venues around the southeast of England. Here to talk about a show he's hosting in Crawley on the 3rd of March is Mark Coxon. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Annie. Welcome. Thank you.
No, not at all. And actually, we've met before, haven't we, in October?
That's right.
So you're becoming a firm friend of Sue's. We like that. You've been a comedian for, well, round about 20 years, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And you've compared for really very big names. Let's name drop. I feel like name dropping. I'm in the mood. Mickey Flanagan, Michael McIntyre, John Bishop and Sarah Millican. But tell us about Comedy Beats, because that's what you've been concentrating on in the last year or so. Why did you set it up, Mark?
Well, Comedy Beats was set up. I'm a member of the Copthorne Social Club and they asked me to put a show on there. And then the punters were so happy with it, they just said, can we have more? And we thought, well, we'll set up a company to put on shows, and we just want to put on really high-quality bills.
And that's the thing, you put on comedy shows at various venues around the southeast of the country, and you set this up, actually, with Gary Burke, didn't you? And you basically, you pride yourselves, really, don't you, on the quality of the shows, the people that you bring on as well, using pretty much the best comics on the circuit.
Absolutely, because I've done it for 20 years, I know all these people really well, so we work a lot. We did a show the week before last with Zoe Lyons, we worked a lot with Bob Mills, Simon Evans, Dominic Holland. Great comics.
And you're planning a comedy event on the 3rd of March. It's a gig planned, is it at the Grasshopper in Tilgate?
That's right. So far, because we've only been going just over a year, all the shows we've done have been pretty much pop-up, and then people say, that's great, will you come back and do another one 3 months, 6 months' time? But we're really hoping that the Grasshopper will be our first monthly club. So we're there in March and April, and if those shows fly, then it'll be every month, every first Friday.
Tickets are a tenner, which is pretty good going.
Yeah.
It's really great to be able to offer fantastic comedy at that kind of price, without having to go into London and all that is entailed.
Well, TJ, who runs the Grasshopper, he's been really supportive of this project. He's a big comedy fan, and he just really wants to make it work. So £10 seems really reasonable, especially when you consider the acts we've got on the bill that night.
Let's talk about that, actually. If listeners want to come along, which I'm sure they're going to want to do, what can they expect on the night? Tell us who you've got lined up to MC and perform.
Well, we've got three comedians and a compere. The compere is John Ryan, who I've known for years. He's a Comedy Beats favourite. Once John and I compared Trafalgar Square together, which was amazing, about 10,000 people there. And then we've got Dominic Holland opening, who's done the Royal Variety performance. So if he's good enough for royalty, I think he's good enough for Crawley.
Absolutely.
And then we've got Stefano Pellini, who's been on Dead Ringers on Radio 4.
He mimics animal and music sounds, I read. That sounds intriguing. He's on a lot of radio and TV as well.
Yeah, he's really good at doing beatboxing and does a fantastic routine. He's London Italian, so he talks a lot about his Italian family. Yeah, Steph's great. But the real bonus of the show is we've got Simon Evans closing, which is just a total coup. Simon's fantastic.
And just to remind people, he's at Live at the Apollo, he's been on, hasn't he?
Yep, and Mock the Week and Michael McIntyre Roadshow. I mean, there are not many comedians who can do all those TV shows before they play Tilgate.
Pretty well known. And as you said at the top there, comparing is John Ryan. And he's got a real reputation, hasn't he, for thinking on his feet. He's got quite an acerbic wit, hasn't he?
He's great, John. He's really, really good at interacting with the crowd and just the right material for the right gig.
I understand he's got an encyclopedic knowledge of the world, which sounds very intriguing to me.
Well, he's travelled a lot. He's done gigs for the troops and he's done loads of cruise ships and yeah, he's great, John.
And you said before that if everything goes well, you've got another one actually on the 6th of April as well, with Bob Mills, he's going to be on, and a whole host of other people. So if it all goes well, you're hoping it's going to turn into quite a regular thing. That's the main point to make, isn't it?
Absolutely. That one's on a Thursday, funnily, because when we set this up, that Friday was booked for a wedding reception. People who remember the Grasshopper from years ago, it's changed a lot as a pub, and it's a really, really good place now. That show is amazing on the 6th of April. That's a Thursday. We've got Bob Mills, as you say, and we've got Rudy Liquid, who's fantastic.
And the closing act is Raymond...
The Raymond and Mr. Timpkins Review.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, who are a prop act. They're hysterical. You have to see them to understand what they do, but they are very in demand and a top, top act.
One thing I want to ask you, actually, Mark, is you're running this Comedy Beats events organisation, and how do you decide who you're going to bring on? Obviously, the criteria's got to be they're funny, but how do you decide who will make a good mix?
Okay, so there are different forms of comedy. I know all of these comedians. What I try and do, first of all, is get a name like Bob Mills or Simon Evans that most people will know. And then I look at the different genres of comedy, be that prop acts, observational comedy, one-liners, storytellers, and I try and fuse so that there are different tastes and flavours. Different people come away from our shows liking different acts on the bill. It's amazing talking to the punters afterwards.
It's a bit like making a sort of comedy cake, really. You've got to have the right ingredients, haven't you?
It certainly is.
Very cheesy. That's as amusing as I get, and it wasn't even that amusing, was it? And also, I noticed, because I looked on your site, it's a really good site, actually. It's very user-friendly, and all the comics are up there, and it's great to be able to get their profiles. And because often you've seen somebody, you can't remember what their names are. Oh, yeah, the faces, really do it, and you remember that you've seen something good. And I noticed, when I looked on your site, you've got Patrick Monaghan. Looks like 2B. Confirmed?
No, we've got Patrick coming down for a show in East Grinstead. I think that one is in May.
Now, Patrick is somebody that I've met over the years. I probably met him for the first time over 10 years ago when he played in a tiny little pub in Redhill, actually. And I love his style. It's one of those ones. He's a safe pair of hands for sure, isn't he? He's such a popular guy. He won ITV Show Me the Funny.
That's right.
And has done very, very well. He does all sorts of stuff. He does corporate stuff. He goes abroad and stuff. What I love about him is, and I'm not a prude because I don't mind swearing and stuff, but he doesn't do that much. And what he does is he just pulls in the audience to make his show. He might have a basic idea of stuff, but he will observe everything. Before he goes on stage, he'll be looking, observing everything, and then he will pick on people, but it's not picking, it's just bringing them to the stage, metaphorically, not literally, so that you don't feel worried about it. Because when I go to comedy, I've got a friend who loves sitting at the front because he wants to be picked on. And that's the sort of thing that is just my idea of absolute hell. But it's quite nice to be nearer the front to actually see facial expressions and stuff. And I never feel worried if I'm placed relatively near the front if Patrick's playing. He's just brilliant. And he will literally walk down an aisle and go and sit on some great big geezer's lap and kiss his head. He will do the most outrageous things and he'll get away with it.
He loves hugging people on the way to the stage.
He's
Patrick.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's
great. Amazing. So I was particularly pleased to see that you got him on your books.
Yeah, and we've got Steve K. Amos coming down as well. That's another coup. And
Yes,
we're doing a show at the Market Stores, If Crawley's Too Far For You to Travel, on the 1st of March in Reigate. And we've got Nathan Caton, who just did the last season of Live at the Apollo, on that bill, and Ben Norris on that, who's done Mock the Week and Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Yeah, we've got some great acts coming.
Is it easy to get them on? Do you have to twist a few arms sometimes, these big names that you're bringing on?
Every venue that we go to, I say to them, please, 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 can I have a lead time of 6 months? Because if you give me 6 months, I can get the really good acts. But if you ask me to book a show next month, it's going to be really difficult. Mm. Everybody's booked up already.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Definitely. Last time you were here, I educated you, didn't I?
You did,
indeed. I gave you the history of heckling.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to bother doing because we've done that, it's old hat now. But what we thought might be a bit of fun would be a bit of a heckle off. Of course, I'm going to lose. There's no way I'm going to win this. And plus, I'm nicking everyone else's put downs to heckles because that's one of the bete noirs I expect for some comedians. Maybe not always. Maybe you actually quite enjoy the thrill of someone heckling. I don't know. It sounds like hell to me. How do you feel about heckles?
Heckles, okay, so heckles have to be really, really good or don't bother. It's unusual for them to be really good, but when they are, they just blow you out of the water and you have to laugh with the rest of the audience.
So you're basically saying set the bar high. I have to tell you that preparing for this interview, I actually spent more time looking on YouTube watching comedians dealing with hecklers. And the thing is, most of the time, I can't repeat half of it because it's just far too, fruity to do, or too long. It's very, very difficult. But, it's one of those things, it can literally make or break the entire show, can't it? It can dictate an atmosphere.
Absolutely. But the people who've come to see the show, they've paid good money to watch it. And if somebody's just going to shout something negative out and the show is really, really good, it's pointless because the audience are already with the performer. If a heckle is really creative, there's a couple of legendary stories. One, a man with a prosthetic leg took his leg off during a show, held it above his head and shouted out, "I'm the Isle of Man," which is just genius. Where do you go from that? You just got to laugh with the rest of the audience. And
okay, so let's give it a go then. So if someone's heckling you, what's your current favourite? Because I don't imagine they stay the same. You're going to have your little toolbox of put-downs for hecklers.
Yeah, there's light, medium and harsh.
Right, okay. Bearing in mind, this is live radio and we can't swear. We can't do anything naughty.
No, we can't swear. but I suppose my favourite one, one that is really, really good, is you let a heckle hang there for a few seconds and then you say, "You see that silence? You did that." And then people laugh and then you say, "That's me." And then you let the laugh die down and then you say, "That's you." And then they laugh again, you say, "That's me." And you can keep playing off that for ages.
Oh, I like that. That's very good. It's all about timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So give me some of your favourite ones, because you said you had a few that you quite liked, some of the all-time good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, afterwards there'll be a disco and you'll be able to use your personality as a form of contraception. I like that one. You're a bit of a chav. In fact, you're so much of a chav that if we had a game of Monopoly together and you landed on one of my properties, I'd be waiting 12 weeks for the housing benefit to come through. Yeah, those are a couple of my favourites.
Well, I mean, I had to look a few up and they're not that brilliant. David Baddiel, "Everybody Hates You, Surely You Remember That From School," was all right. That's a sort of a low grade one, isn't it? "Jimmy Carr, Nice That You're Here, It's a Night Off for Someone." That's a rehashing that I've heard a few times. Arthur Smith never lets us down, does he? "It's all right to donate your brain to science, but shouldn't you have waited till you died?" I quite like that one. And then the other thing I quite liked was that it's the comic who picks on an audience member, you know, sort of just arbitrarily, and you just think, where's this going to go? And halfway through, Bernard Manning said, "Yes, say no more." Someone leaves their seat and he says to them, "Where are you going?" And the audience member says, "I'm going to the loo before the comedian comes on," which I thought was good. And then, "Someday you'll go far and I hope you stay there." I quite like that one too. I don't know who said any of these. And finally, I read about this one online. I don't know where it was. Somewhere in South London, this guy, Steve and somebody or other, he wasn't having a good time. And it was due in part to some pretty inspired heckling. So he was really dying up there. And at one point, he waited for silence. And then he said something like, "You know, I come here to perform and I'm trying really hard. So the least you could do is be polite." So somebody in the audience got up and said, "Stephen, we'd be ever so grateful if you'd please leave the stage." So I quite like that one. Anyway, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Just remind us again, the 3rd of March.
That's right, the 3rd of March. It's at the Grasshopper in Tilgate, Crawley. It's a cracking bill. We've got Dominic Collins, we've got Simon Evans. Do come along and support comedy, live comedy in a club. It doesn't get any better than that. If you go to the O2, you'll be in there with thousands and thousands of people and the comedian will be about an inch high. If you come to the Grasshopper, you'll be right up there and you'll see great comics.
Close up and personal. That's what we like. Mark, thanks so much for coming on, telling us about Comedy Beats and what you're up to. Good luck with the show on the 3rd.
Thank you very much. Just if you could tell people to look at our website, we've got shows
absolutely
coming up in Crawley, East Grinstead. We've got shows in Copthorne, in Redhill, in Reigate, all over the place. Come along.
Absolutely. That was Mark Coxon from Comedy Beats. If you fancy a great comedy night, check out the Comedy Beats website, as Mark said, to get all the gig details. The next show is on the 3rd of March at the Grasshopper in Tilgate, Crawley. I have to say, my all-time favourite heckle has to be Harry Hill. I don't know, it just gets me every time. He says to the heckler, "You might heckle me now, but when I get home, I've got a chicken in the oven." It does it for me every time.
You've done it all.